From the Mercy One Studio, John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me, friends, here on this Thursday, June 10th. We've got a great show in store for you coming up. Julie Nelson in the first half hour, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview their 9 o'clock show. At 7:45, Rodrigo Landeros is going to be on. He's the soon-to-be transitional deacon for the Diocese of Des Moines, going to be ordained tomorrow night. We're trying to get, we always do this, and I love doing it, interviewing men that are about ready to be ordained the week of. And it's just interesting to be able to kind of walk in their world a little bit. And I hope you enjoy getting to know them as they continue and will be serving the diocese. Of course, Rodrigo in a very different role as a transitional deacon over the course of the next year. We'll also get to the 17 saints that are going to sanctify our summer. I mentioned this yesterday. We're going to talk about some of them. I try to get as many of them as possible, but there are a lot of feast days over the course of this summer, June and July, and I think it's good that we talk about them and really try to increase, I think, our devotional life, especially in light of them. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Sacred Heart, or the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. We're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. Mark Amadale, news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selble. We'll have your saint of the day. All right. Now, no Deacon Tony this morning. His father's funeral is happening this morning, so we will pray for him, included in our morning offering prayer right now. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadale now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadale.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Thursday to you. Very warm day in store as we had yesterday, so hope you're dealing with it well.
I am dealing with it fine. I'll be in an air-conditioned car most of the day today, driving to Chicago, so looking forward to that.
Oh, is this the Cubs weekend?
This is the Cubs weekend.
Yeah, I haven't gotten last year I had tickets to the Cubs games. I think it was in August, but then they all decided they weren't going to have fans, and
yeah.
I think we got a rain check. I got to find that.
Well, I hope so.
Redo that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. Got a credit or whatever they do. But well, Cubs Cardinals series this weekend, and the Cubs are in first place, half game lead. They retook the lead last night. So love that.
I was a big fan of that as well. The Cardinals very injured. They do not have many guys on the roster, and I think they've got three bullpen guys going for their starting pitching this weekend. So hopefully the Cubs can capitalize.
Well, that would be nice if you're a Cubs fan like we are. But of course, we'll keep those Cardinal fans in our prayers and such. But it could be interesting. Now, are you doing the show tomorrow, or am I going to have a surprise for sitting in?
You are going to have a surprise. It is going to be Jean Wells. She's back on the show.
So surprise!
She will be sitting in for you.
Okay, I see. Well, I'll be headed to Eastern Iowa tomorrow morning, so I'll be doing the show probably from I-80. I have to pull over at 7:05 and 7:35. I'll make sure I do that, but leaving here about 6:30 tomorrow morning to do some work in Cedar Rapids over the weekend.
Ah,
so
there
we'll
go.
Both be heading east.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep,
so, all right, as long as you find a way to stay cool, stay in that air-conditioned car, you know, and I don't know how you're going to deal with Chicago in the heat. That's never easy.
It's not supposed to be that bad. I mean, 80 degrees is what I was seeing, 79, 80, 81, something
good
around there. So I think that'll be fine.
You will. That will be. Now, next week I saw the extended forecast. We have a chance to rain tomorrow, mainly in western Iowa. We may get a little here, but next week shows highs in the upper 80s. That's a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
The average high is supposed to be around 82 degrees, and we are well above that.
We are. So, we are well above that this time of year.
Yes, we are. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning on this Thursday, June 10th, from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa. We have mostly sunny skies, 72 degrees, a light wind out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity up there at 81%. Today will be mostly sunny. We could see some stray storms late in the day, as we've been seeing here in the last several days, but not around central Iowa as much. High today, 93 degrees. It'll be our warmest day of the week. We'll have south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 72 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of rain, mainly in western Iowa. We could see some of that move into central Iowa. High of 90 degrees. And Saturday, a little bit cooler, partly cloudy and dry, high of 88 degrees. And sunny Sunday, mostly sunny, and a high of 91 degrees. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, well, the newly renovated Riverview Park in northern part of Des Moines, it will have live events all summer long. Des Moines Park and Recreation held an opening ceremony to kick off the summer last Friday. Riverview Park will have concerts throughout the summer when at their new Prairie Meadows Riviera Amphitheater that has a capacity of about 9,000 people. Now, renovations to Riverview Park took 6 years and a cost of $4 million. Parents and kids are already enjoying the new playground, which resembles the original amusement park, which closed down back in 1978. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, both Dowling teams were involved in high school softball and baseball. We'll start with softball as third-ranked Waukee sweeping a doubleheader from Dowling Catholic by scores of 7-2 rather, and 13-0 at the Dowling softball field. Dowling softball team falls to 7-8. And a game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, actually a doubleheader you heard, 6th-ranked Dowling sweeping number 4 Waukee in high school baseball by scores of 6-3 and 2-1. Dowling improves their record to 13-1. And we have a highlight clip from last night's baseball game with Joe Stacy on the call.
Balls, one strike. Charlie Corral comes set, delivers a pitch. The thing is ripped into deep left field, in the gap, going, gone. This thing is out of here. So John Doty, a rip in the left center gap, about 385, a two-run home run, two RBI.
And that helped propel Dowling to a doubleheader sweep of 4th-ranked Waukee by scores, again, 6-3 and 2-1. Dowling improves its record of 13-1. Last night, Triple-A baseball here in central Iowa. Last night at Principal Park, Columbus defeated the Iowa Cubs 8-4. Tonight, same two teams first pitch 7 o'clock. iCubs in a horrendous losing streak. They've lost 6 in a row and 15 of the last 16. And as John mentioned about the Cardinals, well, the iCubs have some of their players up on the big league club, and that has led to the 6-game losing streak. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that are involved. The Cubs now lead the National League Central by a half game with the win over San Diego yesterday 3-1, while Milwaukee losing at Cincinnati. Cincinnati 7 and Milwaukee 3, so Milwaukee falls a half game back of the Cubs in their National League Central. In the American League, Toronto defeated the first-place Chicago White Sox by the score of 6-2. White Sox lead their division by 4 games as the Twins and Royals both lost. New York Yankees defeated the Twins 9-6 in Minneapolis, while the Los Angeles Angels defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-1 in the late game last night. In interleague play, the Cardinals snapped a 6-game losing streak yesterday as they defeated the Cleveland Indians by the score of 8-2. Cardinals were 3 games back of the Cubs in the National League Central. And today, there are no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities that are scheduled. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have mostly sunny skies right now with 72 degrees, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Today, it'll be mostly sunny. We could see some stray storms late in the day. High of 93 degrees with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are starting off accident-free. pretty good drive force as we get things started off. Coming into 235 downtown from the east and west mixer, running about 7 minutes in both directions. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Tomorrow is the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, friends. I hope you really make it a I hope you make it a good time. I'm sorry, last Friday was a Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. I've got things wrong here. But I wanted to share the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with all of you. And I have these here that I've been wanting to share for a while, and I didn't get to them yesterday or the day before or on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So let's talk about them. Those who enthrone Jesus, the Sacred Heart, in their homes. We had Adam's story on last week to talk all about it. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. Another promise, I will establish peace in their homes. You know, if you're struggling with peace in your home, maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your kids or your parents. And there's just, you know, unrest. There's not peace there. And maybe there's something plaguing the family. Something plaguing the family. Now would be a good time to be able to celebrate the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings, Jesus promises St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Sinners will find in my heart the source of the infinite ocean of mercy. I've talked to you before about that line that I've read in the Divine Mercy, and I really have always thought about that every time I've gone to the ocean. I think about our Lord's mercy now. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hearted hearts. Those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. And I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. I've always looked at these. You know, I don't have a strong devotion, I guess you would say, to the Sacred Heart. I have a devotion to the Sacred Heart, as I do the Immaculate Heart of Mary and others, other devotional practices of the Church, and certainly celebrate them. But this isn't a huge one for me. But at the same time, you know, he didn't say those that go all in on the devotion of the Sacred Heart. This is those who keep loving devotion. So maybe it's a simple devotion that you have. That's fine, too. You just heard all 12 of those promises that our Lord gave to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And I'm here for him. I'm here for him. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about ways that we can sanctify the summer. We've got a lot of saints here over the course of the next 2 months, and we're going to talk about them as much as we can and really get to it. Alex Hay is the contributing author to this. I thought he did a really good job with it. We will have that for you coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. You know, I've said this before, one of the things I enjoy about our underwriters is they're listeners. You know, they've listened for a long time here to Iowa Catholic Radio. Five Sons Naturescapes, the Pugh family, they're no different. We appreciate you, long-time outdoor-serving families all across Central Iowa. 515-493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Having rejoiced for 50 days following Easter, the apostles began to prepare for their departure from Jerusalem to spread Christ's message. Hi, this is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Tradition has it that they began a fast with prayer to ask God to strengthen their resolve and to be with them in their missionary undertakings. Iowa Catholic Radio requires this same spiritual as well as financial support as we are sent out on mission to connect listeners with Christ. Prayerfully consider a sustaining gift of $20 a month. Donate at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new
Thank
life.
You for joining me, friends.
We
John Leonetti in the Morning.
In the crucifixion.
Right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. We'll have Julie Nelson coming up here soon. To talk about Catholic women now. In the meantime, the summer, let's talk about sanctifying it, right? Well, how do you sanctify a summer? Well, you don't do it alone. You do not do it alone. And we as Catholics, we're all about the saints, all about Our Lady. Why? Well, don't you want to be all about Jesus? Of course. With the saints, they show us the way to Jesus. To help us see, first of all, that holiness is possible. You know, I think there's a lot of people that think, well, I can't be that holy. I mean, the Lord is asking us to be perfect, like your Heavenly Father is perfect. The Lord is asking us to do all of these things, and I don't know if that's possible. I'll just do my best. Right? Well, the saints show us, yeah, it's possible. And, you know, just like anyone, we want to mirror them as they mirrored Christ. St. Paul says it, right? To His followers, be imitators of Me who imitates Christ. This is primarily right where we go to understand this love and devotion through the saints to Jesus. Of course, the object of our devotion is always our Lord. St. Boniface, on June 5th, patron saint of Germany and known for converting the German people and chopping down a tree associated with Thor, the pagan god, not the superhero, shows us that it's possible for us to be able to chop down all of those pagan gods that might get in our way. You know, I mean, he just took the axe to it, right? I mean, quite literally, they were worshiping the tree, and St. Boniface, he took the axe, went over, and just cut that thing down. He said, there's your god, is what he said. Mine's still standing. There's your god. There's Thor, the pagan god. Now, worship Jesus Christ. What does St. Boniface do? But again, gives us hope and helps us understand it's possible to be able to chop down those gods in our life as well. And we all have them, by the way. You know, don't just think, oh, those heretics, those people, those bad, bad people back then. St. Boniface set them straight. What are the gods in our own life the trees that kind of grow that, that can be and should be chopped down. Having a holy summer means looking at that. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, June 21st. St. Gonzaga was born into a noble family, renounced his heritage in favor of becoming a Jesuit, served in a hospital for the sick during an epidemic of the plague, and eventually contracted and died from that plague. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, what does he teach us? Fear not. Fear not. The Lord is with us always. What is there to fear when we have the Lord? And he went in. He went into this and helped as many people as possible. Serving. Beautiful. Also, Saints John Fisher and St. Thomas More. June 22nd. Boy, St. Thomas More, if you haven't read his life, he'll get you pumped. I know he has me. Both English saints were known for standing up for the faith in the time of King Henry VIII's declaration of himself as head of the church in England. And of course, both were killed because of it. Thomas More, you know, he was in good favor. This is the thing we have to remember about St. Thomas More. He was in good favor with the king before that. Very good favor. The king loved him. You know, he was very smart, very well put together, had all of his ducks in a row. And yet there was one decision, one thing he would not do for the king. And that was defy his faith. And because of that, King Henry VIII, as we know, would have him killed. One decision. It only took one. Everything else he was great in. You might think, too, the king would say, oh, I can look past that. All right, I'll find someone else. You've done really well in all of these things, but this one thing. No. He would not compromise. What do we learn from St. Thomas More, from St. John Fisher? Are we compromised? Is there an area of our life that we feel like we're compromising in our faith? We need to ask for the grace there this summer to be able to shore it up. St. Irenaeus, one of the early church fathers, we're going to celebrate him on June 28th. Again, we're talking about the saints that are going to sanctify this summer. There's a lot. This was put together, by the way, by Alex Hayes, a blog writer that I've really grown to like. And, you know, he kind of goes in. I don't have time to go into all of it, but he goes into the idea that, you know, a lot of summer is comprised of ordinary time, but that doesn't mean that we need to be bored. These feasts are there to be able to help us and enliven us throughout this summer. Again, no vacations, folks, when it comes to the spiritual life. St. Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons. Irenaeus was a great biblical scholar, played a role in finalizing the canon of the New Testament, also fought against the heresies of the Gnostics and the Valetians. So he did some work, I'll tell you that, especially when it came to heresies. And I really enjoyed his stuff on the Gnostics. I really have. And We've talked about some of the different heresies on this show before, but he really went into the battle. And there's same heresies going around today. That's the one thing about heresies. They never really go away. They never really go away. Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th. The Apostles Saints Peter and Paul, you know them. Need no introduction here. Played the fundamental role in the early church. Have our first pope there and St. Paul, you know, again, shows us redemption is possible as well. God's mercy is infinite. Takes a man who is responsible for thousands of deaths. Thousands of deaths. And says, I want you to follow me. St. Junipero Serra, July 1st, Spanish Franciscan missionary. St. Serra is known for establishing many missions in California and standing up against the harsh treatment of the native population there. St. Thomas, July 3rd, most known for being the doubting apostle, as he is affectionately known, I'm sure in heaven. Can you just see Jesus? Hey, doubting Thomas, come over here, please. Lord, you got to keep that going. Lord, you said the joke, all right. I don't know, that's the way I imagine it anyway.
Oh, Doubting Thomas. But he did, and he came to believe. Went to India to spread the gospel. Was martyred there. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, he's on July 4th, born into a wealthy family, used his wealth to care for the poor in his community, and died from the diseases that he contracted. You know, his father would give him money every day, and he would take that money, sometimes walk to work instead of taking the train, and would give the money for someone else to be able to eat for the day. Would serve in the slums after dinner, and then would make it home late, sometimes missing dinner himself with his family. They'd ask him where he was, and he would just give a simple answer. I was just working late, or I was out. Eventually, of course, working in those gutters, in those slums, that he would contract the disease and would die because of it. And when his, you know, his family, he didn't brag this around, you know, but when his family learned of this was at his funeral, because just thousands of the poor, Italy's poorest, came to and surrounded his family in thanksgiving for his life. St. Elizabeth of Portugal is July 5th. Have a little string of saints there, 3, 4, and 5. Married to King Denis of Portugal. Was known for establishing hospitals, orphanages, and other institutions. St. Benedict, July 11th. One of the great saints of the church and known for starting the Benedictines. Of course, his rule of St. Benedict is very popular. St. Henry. St. Henry was a Holy Roman Emperor and is noted for his support of the reforms in the church during his time. St. Kateri Tekakwitha. After turning down many offers of marriage, St. Kateri was baptized at the age of 20 and died at 24. Yet in that short time, she grew in holiness. Had a great prayer life. St. Mary Magdalene on the 22nd. And Saints Joachim and Anne, the mother and father of Our Lady, July 26. Grandma and grandpa stuff right there. You grandmas and grandpas, oh yeah, you can be a saint. There you have it. Some ways to sanctify the summer, friends. Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hi, Julie.
Hi, John. Good morning.
I'm sorry?
I said good morning.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show coming up?
Oh my gosh. We have Matt Maher. The Matt Maher is going to join us this morning. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm looking forward to hearing that too. And now why is he going to be on? Remind the listeners.
Okay, yes, I will. We have a Nightfire concert coming up Saturday starting at 6. And Matt Maher is our headliner. And we have three wonderful local acts. JMMJ, and you had Joel Magruder Jr. on.
Yes, sir.
A couple weeks ago, and talking about what they do. And then the First Encounter Band, which is the band that plays at St. Pius and on First Fridays. And then we have Matt Baird, who's a local favorite. He actually got his start at Lutheran Church of Hope in the Praise and Worship Band, and now he's touring nationally. And he's going to join us. And then we'll have Matt Maher headlining the act, closing out the evening.
Very cool. Well, I know this is going to be a big event, everyone, and Matt Maher on the show today to talk all about it, and hopefully you can get out there with your family and friends. July 12th, when does it start?
Starts at 6 p.m., and we have food trucks there, and ice cream will be there, and it will be a fun evening. It's a fun family evening of just praising our Lord and just singing, and the beautiful thing is that the tickets are flying off the shelves right now. People are signing up crazy the last 2 days. So you want to get your ticket.
I love hearing it. All right, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. That show at 9 o'clock this morning. You can find them all at iowacatholicradio.com, podcasted as well. Talk to you soon, Julie.
Thanks, John.
All right, Rodrigo Landeros is going to be on at 7:45, soon to be transitional deacon for the Diocese of Des Moines, ordained tomorrow on the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. Rodrigo will be on coming up in the second half hour. We will get to know him. Looking forward to it. Thursday, June 10th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you, Dean Bell, underwriting the show, Residential Re-Roofs, 30-plus years, a man that knows that above business is faith. That's why he's here. That's why he sponsors this show. That's why he helps us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. 963-4494. Dean Bell, we appreciate you. Residential Re-Roofs, 30-plus years. 515-963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raka,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. The scribes and Pharisees were known for their strict adherence to the letter of the law that God gave them through Moses. While that isn't necessarily a bad thing, Jesus teaches his disciples that there's more to following the law than just doing what it says. He aims at not just reform of the mind. He wants our hearts to be converted to a genuine love for him and others so that sins do not prevail over such relationships.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bosen from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or Bosen.com.
All right, soon to be, transitional deacon Rodrigo Landeros is going to be on coming up here very soon. So we had our soon-to-be transitional deacon on yesterday, and those guys are going to be ordained tomorrow on the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart. I think a good day to have that happen, if you ask me. So we'll have them on, or him on, and get to know all about him, as we try to do with all of those that are being ordained to the transitional deacon or the priesthood. All right. No Deacon Tony today. It's his father's funeral this morning. So we keep that in mind as we pray our morning offering and ask for the prayers for all of those who have died as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Hello, John. Happy Thursday to you as we get close to the weekend. I know you're going to be out of town, so will I. And the weather's going to stay the same. They're warm. We got July weather in June.
That's what I hear. And I don't know. It's not horrendous coming off of I'm fine with a little bit of heat right now. We've coming off of a long cold spell with winter, and so I don't know. Let's do it.
We just need the moisture. I don't mind the heat. Just need to get that moisture back. We need the rain.
Yeah.
And, I was telling you guys this a month or so ago when I start driving around and going out of town. You come back and you come over rivers and they look like creeks. It's like, that doesn't look good. And now they're all starting to talk about it with potential drought, and could be rationing water here in the next month or so if things don't shape up. We need rain, John.
I am with you on that. Let's make that happen. Not in Chicago this weekend, but here in Des Moines would be just fine.
We got plenty of water over there. Lake Michigan looks pretty good, and all that stuff. But are you going to sit in the bleacher seats, or do you have a special area that you're usually try to get tickets for?
You know what? To be honest with you, tickets are not expensive. I thought they would be, but you know they are just not. So we got some really good seats for a very, very decent price, and so we're going to be sitting in the second, not the top tier, not the kind of above, but we'll be sitting kind of second tier, right at the pitcher line. So we'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't realize they were having bargains like that, but yeah, you can probably get a good seat. And
well, it's the first games that are 100% capacity, so you wonder what that's going to be. They've had 25,000 there. It's 42,000 with standing room only. They're not going to have that. That's normally playoffs, but they might have 35,000 people there.
Oh, absolutely, especially with the Cardinals coming in and their fans. It's always a tremendous rivalry, and hopefully it'll bode well. You mentioned the Cardinals going through a slump because they have a lot of injuries. Cubs have a lot of injuries. They have a lot of I-Cubs up on their Major League roster.
Yeah, now, we didn't go through the slump. There you go, Cardinal fans.
Well put. Well played.
Not yet.
But, well, the Iowa Cubs are going through a slump. I mean, they've lost six in a row. And
we've taken all their guys. No wonder.
That's true.
They've got guys
that's
like
true.
Me playing.
Now wait a second! I wouldn't go that far.
I got an email. They were looking for players. I said I can't, guys. I got to go watch the Chicago Cubs. So
the folks in Urbandale Park and Rec said, "No, John Leonetti softball team anymore." that experiment, I'm going to call it an experiment, was several summers ago, folks. You're listening to the program, and that did not bode well.
You talked to Tim Flattery about what he calls the worst softball team ever on this planet. He has some
Tim Flattery. He knows. Yeah, that's a baseball guy.
He is a baseball guy.
He couldn't help you.
He played center field, left field, and right field all at the same time for us. All at the same time.
And who was the priest you brought in as a ringer? Which one was it?
We had Father Andrew. We had Father Ross Parker. Father
Ross Parker
steps up and knocks one out of the park on the first swing. I think that was our only run that game. You know, when you
Ross
say you
Parker,
play,
that's
you,
right.
you play in the outfield. When a guy says I play in the outfield, quite literally, Tim played the outfield. So it was very impressive.
Flatterys are a good family. They're from up in Fort Dodge, went to St. Ed's, and they were tremendous athletes.
Oh, yes.
I think my son played against one of his cousins or brothers in a football playoff. So, yeah, I'm the you didn't have a Flattery. You had a Flattery on the team. You had Father Ross.
That was it. And you had
me. Still couldn't score.
Nope. Then you had me.
So, Urbandale Park and Rec, no John Leonetti, the worst team ever put
Assembled.
Together.
Yeah, horrible.
Put together, yeah. Thank goodness you're not in charge of the Cubs.
Yep.
Just thank God for that.
Yep. Never again.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, enjoy yourself. You and I will talk on Monday. I'll be visiting with my older sister apparently tomorrow, so that'll be interesting. Somewhere along I-80 I'll be, I guess.
Yes, sir. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, indeed. All right, from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, we have mostly sunny skies, 72 degrees, a light winds out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity at 81% as you wake up on this Thursday, June 10th, and today we will see mostly sunny skies. Hot and humid weather continues. We could see a stray storm later in the afternoon. High of 93 degrees. It'll be our warmest day of the week. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Keep in mind that heat index will be in the upper 90s, so make sure you hydrate. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low of 72 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance of rain, mainly in western Iowa. We could see some storms here in central Iowa by midday. A high of 90 degrees. And on Saturday, partly cloudy, dry, and a little bit cooler. High of 88 degrees. Sunday, more of the same, mostly sunny and dry, high of 91 degrees. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, the newly renovated Riverview Park in the northern part of Des Moines. It will have live events all summer long. The Des Moines Park and Recreation held an opening ceremony last Friday to kick things off for the summer. Riverview Park will have concerts throughout the summer at the new Prairie Meadows Riviera Amphitheater that has a capacity of 9,000 people. Now, renovations to Riverview Park took 6 years and a cost of $4 million. Parents and kids are already enjoying the new playground, which resembles the original amusement park, which closed down back in 1970. 98. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school softball, Waukee sweeping a doubleheader from Dowling Catholic. The third-ranked Warriors defeated Dowling 7-2 and winning the nightcap 13-0 at the Dowling softball field. The Maroons are now 7-8 on the high school softball season. And right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we brought you high school baseball doubleheader. It was a top 10 matchup as number 6 Dowling Catholic sweeping a doubleheader from number 4 Waukee by scores of 6-3 and 2-1 at George Cordero Field on the campus of Dowling Catholic High School. And we have a highlight clip from last night's game with Joe Stacy on the call.
Pitch. This thing is chopped. There no hit into shallow left field. Mullenbeck will catch it. The runner will tag. And here comes the throw at the plate. It's going to be on time. And there's the tag. No, the ball gets through. Through Wingett's hand. And a sacrifice fly as John Doty comes home to score.
And that call there from Joe Stacy. Dowling baseball team improves its record to 13-1. They're ranked number 6 this week in Class 4A, and they get the doubleheader sweep from Waukee last night, 6-3 and 2-1. Last night, AAA baseball, as we mentioned earlier, iCubs going through a slump. They've now lost 6 in a row as the Columbus Clippers, the AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians, defeated the Iowa Cubs 8-4 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Tonight, same two teams, first pitch 7 o'clock. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. In National League play, the Cubs back in front in first place the National League Central Division as the Cubs defeated San Diego 3-1, while Cincinnati downed the Milwaukee Brewers 7-3. In the American League, Toronto downed first place the White Sox 6-2. White Sox still lead by 4 games in the American League Central. Yankees defeated the Twins 9-6, and in a late game last night, the Los Angeles Angels defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-1. Interleague play, well, the Cardinals, who are the Cubs' opponent this weekend, snapped a 6-game losing streak as the Cardinals defeated the Cleveland Indians 8-2. In interleague play. Cardinals are three games back of the Cubs. Today there are no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities that are scheduled. Once again from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently we have mostly sunny skies, 72 degrees with a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and today it'll be mostly sunny, hot and humid. We could see a stray storm once again late in the day, a high of 93 degrees, the heat index up in the upper 90s today with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Bentall Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are still looking good this morning as we continue to be accident-free. In fact, that drive into downtown on 235 from the east and west mixer, running about 7 minutes in both directions. As you're out today, do keep an eye on your speed. The mobile radar locations in Des Moines, 3700 block of Hubble Avenue, 1200 block of East 17th Court, and the 3300 block of East 38th Street. That is traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. You got to be careful out there. Those speed traps, they will get you once in a while. You ever been out by one of those?
I have not, but I have friends that have been, because I guess they turned the ones back on 235.
Oh, did they really?
I did not know that. And a friend of mine said, I just got a couple tickets in the mail. I'm like, what?
Yeah, those things can kind of add up there when go ahead.
Well, I was saying, then they're also upping the traffic enforcement over the next few weeks as well, just because, you know, more speeding and things like that. Yeah. So they're cracking down.
I feel like they always kind of do that around, you know, July 4th and stuff, which is good. You know, you want to be careful and make sure everyone else is staying safe out there.
So. Right. Well, and then a lot of people are saying, you know, coming out of the pandemic and now more people on the road. And I'll be honest, I'm getting cut off a lot more than usual. forgot how to drive.
Got to learn how to drive again. All right. So let's go to our saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
From mother to mother superior, this woman found a way to serve God in the poor. Blessed Wacama today was a Spanish woman who lived shortly before the I had trouble pronouncing this last night, but I'm going to try my best. The Nepalenic invasion of Spain. I kept practicing. I said, Teresa, I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to get it wrong. And I did. At a young age, she wanted to be a nun, but her life took a different turn, and she was married to a young lawyer with whom she had 8 children. The couple cared for their children until war with France separated the two. Wacama's husband was killed. The young widow re-experienced her desire to join a religious order, but she knew she had duties to raise her children. But when her children were all grown, Waccamaw founded a religious order, the Carmelite Sisters of Charity. Sickness would force Waccamaw from her role as Mother Superior, and she slowly developed paralysis. She would write that it was that like dying by inches at her death in 1854. She died at the age of 71 years old. Waccamaw was known and admired for her high degree of prayer, deep trust in God, and selfless charity all throughout her life. Whatever God had called her to, she did her best to bring holiness there. We ask today, Blessed Waccamaw, to pray for us. Amen. And thank you, Blessment International, for underwriting the show. We appreciate you and all you've done for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. BlessmentInternational.org. That is BlessmentInternational.org. Rodrigo Landeros coming up right after this, soon to be transitional deacon for the Diocese of Des Moines. We're going to get to know him. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. We appreciate you. GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, June 10th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. Celebrating the anniversary of their ordination to priesthood today is Father Protas Akwala. Father Akwala is currently pastor of St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Des Moines and also serving the Catholic Student Center on the Drake University campus. Happy anniversary, and thank you for answering your vocation call. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop will be visiting with two of our diocesan seminarians, Nick Smith and Rodrigo Mayargo Landeros. The two men will be ordained transitional deacons tomorrow evening at St. Ambrose Cathedral in downtown Des Moines, their last major step before being ordained priests next year. You can watch the entire ordination via live stream on the Diocese of Des Moines Facebook page tomorrow evening. That interview is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's our news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Iowa Catholic Radio is now available on your smart speaker. Step one, say,
Alexa, enable the Iowa Catholic Radio skill.
Or enable it through your Alexa app. Step two, say,
Alexa, open Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now enjoy listening to Iowa Catholic Radio through your smart speaker.
Beeldecan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Beeldecan Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Beeldecan Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Beeldecan Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bose from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bose. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bose.com.
Thank you for joining me today, friends. Let's go to our next guest of the day, soon to be transitional deacon for the Diocese of Des Moines, Rodrigo Mayorga. Hello, Rodrigo.
Good morning to you.
Soon to be Deacon Rodrigo. How's that sound?
Yes, 24. I mean, almost 24 hours.
My goodness. Does it give you, I mean, are you nervous a little bit? You got the butterflies in the stomach? Or are you ready to go?
I definitely have the butterflies, you know. I've been thinking about the last 7 years this week, and it's amazing that it's been 7 years in seminary, and it seems just like yesterday it all began.
Where did you find this call to the priesthood? Do you remember when?
I want to say that my vocation goes back to my childhood, honestly. In my small community in Mexico, we had a strong presence of religious missionaries, so that was probably the first time that I told anyone that I wanted to become a priest. The first one I'm pretty sure that I told was my mom. And she was a seamstress, so she always had cloth laying around the house. And she made me a little shtol. And so that was a very cherished piece of cloth for me.
Wow.
But yeah, I want to say that it began as, in my childhood, but eventually towards my teenage years, it kind of faded. When I saw all the possibilities, of what I could be. But really, I eventually grew a little distant from the church, from God. And so that thought really faded. But it came back really, really strong at the age of 17 when I felt a great emptiness, you know, sort of lonely, and realized that only God could fill that space in my heart. And so through prayer and a couple of retreats, that's kind of when I decided, you know, I think God might be calling me to the priesthood. Yeah, I also had another great experience with my grandma that really helped me. There was this time when I was just having breakfast, and I noticed that she sort of looked at me from afar, and I just immediately turned around and sort of snapped at her, saying, "No, Grandma, I will not become a priest."
Wow.
And she just started laughing because she said, "You would not know that I was going to ask you that if God wasn't already telling you."
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that gives me the goosebumps, but, man. Your grandma, yeah, she had to be a holy woman.
Yeah. Yes, she is. She is a very holy woman.
Wow.
Indeed. But I want to say that was probably a turning point in my discernment when I realized, okay, so God is not only telling me that, but it seems that he's making it obvious to other people, because it was not only her telling me that maybe I should think about priesthood. There were many other people kind of suggesting that, hinting at that.
Now, did your family come to the United States with you, or did you come over to study?
Yeah, so at the age of 11, my family and I, we migrated to the U.S. Back in 2007, that's when we migrated. We had an accident in which my mother and an older brother passed away.
Mm.
And so, my dad thought that it would be better to raise three boys and a girl here in the States. And so we migrated to the U.S. So my immediate family is here with me.
And how'd you choose Des Moines?
Well, my dad just brought us here.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad just brought us here. So I'm originally from Jalisco, from Mexico. But there's a lot of people in Osceola, so just south of Des Moines.
Sure.
There's a lot of people there from my hometown. And so we had connections there, just simply knowing people. That's always good, not being a stranger or totally alone in a place. That's always good.
Has there been someone, maybe a priest in the diocese here, just in general, since you've come over, that has really just kind of taken you under their wing and helped you, someone you really have admired?
Yeah, I think I can speak of two. I can certainly speak of Father Polich, who was our parish priest. He was always very attentive to everyone, all of the Hispanic community in my hometown. But once I told him that I wanted to become a priest and that I wanted to go into seminary, I want to say that he was always particularly attentive to me and whatever needs I had. And secondly, I would probably have to say that this man named Luis Salinas, he used to work in the diocese. He went through a lot of troubles to help me enter seminary, made sure that I had everything I needed. So those are certainly two people that I admire a lot in my process in seminary. And certainly others.
It's awesome, man. I mean, it sounds like this has been something on your heart, or it has been something on your heart for a long time. And tomorrow's the day. I mean, you are going to lay prostrate during your ordination in front of the bishop and God's people tomorrow as ordination happens. And are you going to be praying to a particular saint? What's going to be going through your mind? Have you thought about this moment?
I thought about this moment for a long time, a long time. You know, it's beautiful that we get to prostrate two times in our diaconate and then later next year in our priestly ordinations. But I want to say that I'll be praying a lot to a particular saint that I'm very devoted to. And he's actually my patron saint, Saint Rodrigo. He is a Mexican martyr from the 1900s who died during the religious persecution. And I know that I will certainly have him very present. But there's also another Saint Rodrigo from Spain who is also a martyr. And kind of the neat thing about them is that their feast day is in March 13, which is my birthday. Both of them are Saint Rodrigos. Both of them are martyrs. Both of them are celebrated on March 13th.
Wow.
And that's my birthday.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. So,
So I often joke with a couple of friends, but kind of in a prayerful way that maybe one day there will be a third St. Rodrigo on March 13th.
I have got the goosebumps, Rodrigo. Yeah. That's twice this interview. That's incredible. Yeah. Two Rodrigos. Yeah. I've never heard of them.
Yep.
Both martyrs?
Yep. Exactly.
Both martyrs on March 13th celebrated, and that is your birthday. That's insane, Rodrigo. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I think that's something.
I don't want you to get yourself killed here. I want you to be a priest in the diocese for a very long time. I've got to go, Rodrigo. I could talk to you for an hour on this, and I hope to have you on again. Hey, more than anything, know we're praying for you. Thanks for saying yes to this call, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much, John, for having me. And well, God bless you, and do pray for me.
Next time you're on, you'll be giving that blessing to our listeners.
All right.
Take care, Rodrigo. Rodrigo Mayorga, everyone, soon to be transitional deacon tomorrow. Please pray for him and all of those that are going to be serving the church. Transitional diaconate tomorrow. Awesome stuff. My goodness, what a story. What a story. That puts this show in the books. Gene will be on tomorrow for me. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we can witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.